Why Muria Zimbabwe ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday. And of course, you're tuned in to The Connection with your boy, with the Studio 7's host of the youth show. I'm your host, Muria Zimbabwe Mtswagazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove on Tuesday, the 25th of February, 2020. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Today on The Connection, we focus on an event that's happening at Victoria Falls, Mosuya Tunya. That's the highlight of what's happening in Zimbabwe right now. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the Africa Forum on Sustainable Development, a forum that is happening in Victoria Falls, and it kick-started yesterday and was officially opened today by President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. The forum, which runs through to the 27th of February 2020, focuses on issues with regards to growing African economies. Not to forget, it is a follow-up on the progress of the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and Agenda 2063 of the African Union. In simple words, the forum looks to focus on the future of Africa. Now, what this means is a lot of things that are coming out of this forum pertain and stand to highlight things that African youth have to gain. Now, with issues that have been tackled, issues such as youth employment, job creation, youth empowerment, these have been the key discussions of what have come out of the forum thus far. Today is day two. Now, the big question I have as we look to tackle this forum and highlight and pull it apart and, you know, understand more about this forum is, what do Zimbabwean youth have to gain from this? And of course, what role does Zimbabwe have to play when we're talking about the sustainable development goals? Now, is it possible when we take a look at as the current state of the Zimbabwean economy, is it even possible for Zimbabwe to implement these SDGs? So, Mtswagazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle, join me tonight on The Connection. If you're looking to join us, you can text me on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. You can also call me live on air on +1202-619-2077. The number again, +1202-465-0318 on WhatsApp, or you can call me live on air on +1202-469-2077. Now, as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting live on the internet on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voanwa.com. We're also live as we speak on www.voazimbabwe.com. So, if you're looking to join us, don't forget you can write your name and number in the comments section and we'll be calling you live on air. Makate rachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMichael.
Hey ta, hola, Deipiko, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1202-465-0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
B BIGMYKE3, that's the username on Instagram and on Twitter if you're looking to chat with me. But for the next hour, Muria Zimbabwe, tripana papa mape, jeluma tatu, pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, weje pa VOA Studio 7. So linga kote uguti, abafisu ngena kuhlelo, lako kupali nombolo zote ingo, and we'll be calling you live on air. Kana mchida upinda mchirongwa, nyora ima number, tokufonra live parunare mo. Kwa nisa jokari, kungo nyora o maondre enyu, changetima verenga live on air. So, Zimbabwe mwuse, tonight on The Connection, we focus on the Africa Regional Forum on Sustainable Development that's happening at Victoria Falls. But before I head over to my panelists that are going to be joining me live from Victoria Falls, let us head over to some of the sentiments that have been echoed by officials in the during this conference. Amongst them is Vera Songwe of the United Nations, who is in attendance of this forum. Now, Vera Songwe touches on an initiative that the United Nations is looking to launch that targets towards uplifting African youth. Let's take a look at what Vera had to say.
The main reason why we're here, of course, is to launch what we're calling at the United Nations a Decade of Action from 2020 to 2030. We would like that no African is left behind as we try to develop, ensure that there is prosperity for all. Prosperity means, of course, that we create jobs for both the youth and the women. Zimbabwe has a very vibrant ICT technology sector, which is today for Africa, the service sector is creating most of the jobs. So we are hoping that the discussions that we have here, and I hope some of you went to the lab that we had yesterday, which essentially was an innovations lab for youth, to see how we can do that and do better. We need to develop skills on the continent.
All right. Well, you just heard there from Vera Songwe of the United Nations. She was highlighting an initiative that they have set up that targets towards uplifting African youth. So they talk about job creation. You heard it there for yourself. She highlights why they chose Zimbabwe. They say the ICT sector in Zimbabwe, apparently it's doing really good. So they find potential in the ICT sector. What does that mean for Zimbabwean youth? I look forward to hearing more from the youth that are going to be joining me live on air. Now, you heard from Vera Songwe. Now, we're also going to move over to some of the youth that actually participated during the forum itself. Yesterday, we saw His Excellency Junior President Mukudzeyishe Madzivire. He got to open the ceremony and he got to speak to the delegates that were in attendance. Let's hear what Honorable or His Excellency had to say.
The world is developing at an alarming rate. That was the premise on which this forum was initiated. And over the last 2 days, I have learned more than I ever thought I could through the Science, Technology and Innovation Youth Bootcamp. It gave me absolute pleasure to interact with my peers, understand their various perspectives on life, and hear about the exciting work they have been doing in science and technology to fulfill sustainable development goals. Better still was the opportunity to be put in a group with a diverse pool of ladies and gentlemen and perform a number of particularly interesting tasks, from working with 3D printers to assembling robots and developing solutions to various global challenges. My utmost thanks go to the organizers of this conference, and it is my wish that this platform is sustained for many more years to come. Amongst most of the pressing issues mentioned were those of the fourth industrial revolution and the ethical issues surrounding it, as well as the importance of adaptability in this ever-evolving world. Of particular interest to me, however, were discussions on gender bias, and gender equality, and the need for more women to take up space, occupy positions in STEM, and take over the world. A few months ago in Bulawayo, we commemorated the International Day of the Girl Child by taking tours around various female-run departments around the city, including meeting a female engineer working for Econet. Without going too far, we have in our midst the Junior Minister of ICT and Courier Services, Mrs. Vanessa Chibitia, who is making moves in her capacity, running various female empowerment programs and inspiring young women around the nation to take up space, certainly in STEM, but even in commercials and the arts. The Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations has also been doing amazing things, taking up space and inspiring women out there, changing lives at the head of an organization responsible for preserving international peace and security. Girls can too.
All right. You just heard there from His Excellency Mukudzeyishe Madzivire. He's the junior president of the Republic of Zimbabwe. You heard him there. Uthi hayi yena uthabile ngempela njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, seeing ukuthi izinto zihamba njani. And njalo, he's excited ngenxa yokuthi during the course of this forum, abantu abasakhulayo were heavily engaged, heavily consulted. Njengoba ngishilo earlier on, anzi forum inechinangwa chekutarisira ramangwana re Africa. So sizwile umukhuzeshe ngempela esithi yena njengo junior president ayi uthabile ngempela ngenxa ukuthi uthole ithuba lokuxoxisana labanye abontanga ebona njalo ukuthi abanye abontanga abadabuka kwamanyamazwe how are they doing it aiwa mukhuzeshe akati aiwa buramberi akaona uchimwewo chakabuda ku perform ii akati aiwa akafara zvikurusa mukhuzeshe nekuti akaona hanzi nyaya yekusimudzirwa kwevanhu kadzi especially vechidiki vechidiki aiwa akafara zvekare makamunzwawo mamunzo achinyatsoti aiwa if we can do it girls can do it too so let's see ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu before we head over to my guests kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7 abantu sebeqala ukungena ngempela uKane arikunyora hanzi ndikukonai ngikhona ePretoria Kane welcome Gilbert Makopa hanzi I'm watching you from Nelspruit how's it going Gilbert Deliwe Nkwena uthi hello Mkoma watching you from Gabs tumelang Deliwe Poma processing evening or watching you from Danga Mvura Kurise iko Danga Mvura uko usinini kupe uthi hi in the studio we're together watching you from Johannesburg Midrand how's Midrand this nini Allen arukuthi ndikukona ndiku Johannesburg inga Johannesburg is in the house I'm really excited thank you so much for joining us Nicholas is saying evening I'm watching you from Beira Mozambique and then pana Farai arukuthi Mike zviri kusei aiwa in ribom koma wangu zviri kufamba here Melina Bonyo is saying hello asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu kukhasi lethu ele VOA ndebele abantu sebeqalile ngempela ukungena unkosi Mthembu uthi lijona njani inkosi ayiseyaphila thina wena unjani uThabisani Ncube la ukhona kuhlelo uthi welcome Thabisani upressure uthi linjani emsakazweni studio 7 ayiseyaphila pressure mkhokheli uthi linjani mazimbabwe amahle ayiseyaphila wena unjani mkhokheli tiwana ukuthi vanhu arikuthi chiko pa page redu re VOA shona chimirira magese edu arikupinda vanhu vatotanga zvikare hanzi na disciple madanire eita disciple hanzi I'm watching you Kennedy arikuti hey big mike zvirikufamba here mukoma Kennedy ru arikuti hi over anyatsomhoresa munhu wese siyabona kuti abantu ngempela bayangena ngobunenge babo Godfrey Chanakira arikuti watching you hanzi na Agias Muvindi big mike kuri seiko mukoma Agias tinotenda zvikuru sane kupinda muchirongwa mashava arikuti hanzi kufonerwa kuti kunze kwemuti imi muti fonere aiwa nyorai namba mkoma pama comments apo tinokufonerai kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa Farai arikuti hi Mike zviri kufamba here Farai aisivona abantu ngempela bayangena ngobunengi babo so I'm not sure if my guest is ready is my first guest ready ngibona ngani akabi ready so let's head over to some of the fun facts about this forum as we prepare for my guest so I wrote down a couple of things that are in tune and in line a lot of people were asking me as we were preparing for the show kahle Mike you're talking about ama sustainable development goals kuyini lawa ama SDGs wathi ngilichasisele inhlanganiso e United Nations they have what they put up as 17 goals and they titled them sustainable development goals. This is for all countries worldwide. Now, goal number one, but they're looking to alleviate poverty. Goal number two, they're talking about zero hunger. But abasafuni indlala, anyazi vele abantu bazangena ngempela besithi kuZimbabwe sifukutharisana nejara. But liyezwa inhlanganiso United Nations. Goal number two, but zero hunger. Goal number three, they say good health and well-being. Ngempela. Goal number four, but they are looking to ensure that all people across the world have quality education. Goal number five, they talk about gender equality. You heard earlier on junior president, His Excellency Mukhuzeshe, echasisa ngempela sithi he's happy ukubona abantu abesifazana being involved. Ngenxa yokuthi goal number five, iyakhuluma ngempela isithi they're looking to have gender equality. Goal number six itself is talking about clean water and sanitation, which they say is a basic human right for wonke umuntu emhlabeni. And then goal number seven talks about affordable and clean energy, which abantu are saying kukhona eZimbabwe. But as I finish off the goals, ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilo mlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo asizwene ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodabo lukhona egudwini. Khola mthereri ndinomgamtshela emtshirengwa ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibani ukhona ecingweni.
Hello.
Mthereri zviri kufamba?
Hayi yaphila.
Baba unjani ngibani ukhona ecingweni?
Ngilami Ndlovu.
Baba Ndlovu unjani?
Hayi yaphila baba.
Nantu dabo lukhona kuhlelo namuhla. efollows ngale kulabantu who are from United Nations, African Union njalo eningi labantu abasakhulayo abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe kulohlelo kulomhlangano omkhulu owe Africa Regional Conference on Sustainable Development Goals. CS wa omunye wabo lo owenhlanganiso e United Nations usongwe esithi njengenhlanganiso bakhangela ukuthi bazaqala uhlelo olulenjongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Ubona ngani ilizwe leli Zimbabwe lalo lilakho ukubenefitha na from uhlelo lolo?
Ake Zimbabwe awulanto elayithola kuphela lapho. Kufana lomntwana oqhuba abanye besiya esikolweni ekwazi ukuthi iy'mpumputhe vekaboni lutho, ngoba kudala kwasungulwa izinhlelo lokho esisizwa amahungahunga, kodwa ngapha zena kudebhelenda sikaboni lutho ngitsho singazenasona le dinto ziyadiga.
Manje so awulathemba nalo siyezwa umongameli namhla nguye ovule umhlangano lo okusemthethweni esithi ha ele Zimbabwe angithi usakhumbula umongameli esithi Vision 2030. Right.
Siyakukhumbula ngizambe shoya ngakhuluma ngo 2030 njengokuthi ama election abuyayo ofuza ukuthi vele ngimfanele umuntu ukusa 5 years apho ngiyase khuluma ngo 2030 uthi uthi akafuni ukuphuma sefukela isikhundla njengomgaqo.
Hayi kodwa baba Ndlovu angithi akula ndaba ukuthi uyabe ukhona na angithi njengomongameli kumele ufake ama goals for ilizwe lonke jikelele. Yena umongameli uthi Vision 2030 ngenxa yokuthi ukhangela ikusasa lelizwe.
Hayi siyamuzwa siyi, kodwa ke intuthuko le abakhuluma ngayo ukuthi bazothuthukisa abatsha akula lapho abathuthukisa khona, ngoba baningi abantu bezama ukuthi bazincedise, kodwa i-government ayibancedisi. Yona ibuya kuzongena ngezandla zombili isidilize lo muntu ozama ukuthi azincedise.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Ndlovu, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Ugoduke next week angithi baba.
All right,
Zimbabwe Muhle, you just heard there from our first caller, Umnumzana Ulamulani Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu basically highlights the city. Ne maondra awo. Wongu zvakanaka zviri kutaurwa na muzvare Shongwe we sangano re United Nations vachiti vakatarisira kutanga chirongwa chine chinangwa chekubatsira vechidiki vari kuAfrica. Asi ivo vaNdlovu vanoti ne maondra avo azvisvike kuZimbabwe. So, mthwakazo muhle lina litsini ngodabule khona ekutwini muri yeZimbabwe 20 maondo enyu fona imuchirongwa kana muchida kufona muchirongwa munokwanisa kuti basa pa +1 202 619 2077 munokwanisa zvekare kutinyorera maondo enyu pa +1 202 465 0318 pa WhatsApp. Ndiyo nyaya tinayo nasi muchirongwa manzwa kubva kuna vaNdlovu mutereri wedu wekutanga. Now earlier on I was touching on the 17 goals that the United Nations set that they titled the Sustainable Development Goals. Now I was on number 7 in the city affordable and clean energy. Earlier on ngike ngaba ngenhlanhla yokuxoxa lomunye ongisakhulayo umnumzana uNikros Kajengo. Yena uNikros is a development practitioner. UKajengo uthi uthabile ngempela ngenxa yokuthi ubona ngani kwele Zimbabwe kule potential eningi when we're talking about affordable and clean energy. Now goal number 8, they talk about decent work and economic growth. That seems to be one thing that was highlighted throughout the whole forum. Earlier on, we heard Amina Mohammed, owenhlanganiso la United Nations, la uthintile ngempela udaba esithi yebo, uyashayela izwekazi ele Africa ihlombe ngenxa yokuthi uthi Africa has one of the fastest growing economies in the world. Kodwa when we're talking about the sustainable development goals, uthi ubona ngani the target may not be reached by 2030. So uthi the time is now for the next decade to ensure ukuthi ha wonke amazwe akwele Africa put in the work to ensure ukuthi some of these SDGs are accomplished. Now, for the theme itself of the forum this year, it's titled 2030 to 2030, a decade to deliver a transformed and prosperous Africa through the 2030 Agenda and Agenda 2063. That's the theme. So that goes hand in hand what Amina Mohammed was saying. A city, the continent of Africa itself has a decade to ensure ukuthi these SDGs are going to be completed. Now, goal number 9 on this list of 17 goals that was set by the United Nations is industry, innovation, and infrastructure. Now, early on, I've also had a chance of speaking to Abantu Abayingcwethi kwezomnotho. ma economists akasiyana siyana, and they were highlighting actually this seems to be something that ilizwe lethu eZimbabwe is lacking on ngenxa yokuthi sikhangela umumo okhona elizweni patinotaura nezve ma industry patinotaura nezve infrastructure munoonawo vazhinji vachichema nanhasi vachiti ah nyaya yemagetsi yanetsa vananhasi vanhu vari kuchema vachiti ah nyaya yemvura yanetsa nanhasi vanhu vari kuchema vachiti nyaya yemabasa yanetsa. This is something that goal number 9 speaks to. The SDGs itself, the United Nations, is saying ukuthi amazwe wonke emhlabeni need to work towards ensuring ukuthi industries, the innovation sector and the infrastructure sectors are up to par. Now yesterday I got to speak to omunye ongusakhulayo who was there in attendance of this meeting about amazwi that were echoed by the Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education. Yena ubesithi it's time now for ilizwe leZimbabwe njalo you know izwekazi lonke ele Africa to focus on the science, technology, engineering and mathematics studies, STEM studies. Ngenxa yokuthi yena ubona ngani if you place focus on these things sikhangela isimo sokuthi umhlaba wonke jikelele is now moving towards using technology towards uplifting themselves ilizwe lona eZimbabwe lakho ukuzithuthukisa. So asazi ukuthi nina libona njani, libona ngani abantu bangaqhakathekisa imfundo ze science, technology, engineering kanye le mathematics. Does Zimbabwe have the potential towards uplifting itself? Sikhangela njalo lingakhohlwe phela ama industries akhona elizweni. Now as we move over njalo to goal number 9, but reduced inequality. Now goal number 9 works hand in hand with goal number 5. Goal number 5 lingakhohlwe phela but what? Gender equality. Goal number 9 talks about reduced inequality. Bathi njengenhlanganiso United Nations bona bathi kuqakathekile ngempela tune chaka khosha zwikurusa to ensure kuti munhu wese anowana mikana yakafana. Na here we're talking about the right to education, here we're talking about clean sanity, they were talking about opportunities. Now goal number 11 talks about sustainable cities and communities. Sustainable cities and communities. This is something that they're talking about where they talk about ama first countries. The Kangala local ones are like Melika. Le abona pela amazwi abantu bayagada imichova, abantu bayagada ama train. Anything is very accessible. Umshina lo can access me the world. So that's something that they're saying ukuthi bona njengenhlanganiso the whole world should look up to, the whole world should try to get up to par with, especially sikhangela lokho kwenzakala kule Africa. Gonke lokho, all these are sentiments that came out of the forum and today is only day 2. So if forum le igqiba ngolwesine on Thursday. Now goal number 12 talks about responsible consumption and production. Elizwe eZimbabwe eningi labantu bayakhala besithi ilizwe eZimbabwe is not producing, instead they're exporting more than they're talking about production. So lokhu liyabona inhlanganiso United Nations labo bayakhuthaza besithi you need to start producing more and you need to be responsible when we're talking about consumption. Liyabona abanye still use coal and so forth, but you take care of your environment. Udaba lweclimate change, this is where it comes into. And of course, following it, as I spoke about climate change, goal number 13 talks about climate action. But you must take care of your surroundings. That's something that, you know, earlier on, sibone omunye ongusakhulayo, who's a climate activist, gwele Victoria Falls, yena uthi njengongusakhulayo, uthi ikakhulukazi kwele Zimbabwe, we need to start taking care of our climate to ensure ukuthi elakusasa labo bayathola ama benefits akhona. So ngiyezwa ukuthi I have my first guest ongenayo kuhlelo uSisi Uthando Gwenji. She's there in Victoria Falls. Now we still have other goals that I need to highlight, but let's hold over to Uthando Sisi ukuthi yena uthini about everything that's happening. Thando, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, welcome to the program Sisi Unjani.
Ngiyabonga
Lindani. Hi, siyaphila siyaphila. Kunjani Vic Falls?
Hi, good
right. Singazi khona ngapha lapho ekhona. Ah, good right. Thando, so today we're focusing on the forum where you're at in Victoria Falls, and a lot of things have come out. However, what seems to be the central theme is focusing on the future of Africa, focusing on the youth. As a young person, you know, a young Zimbabwean, how are you taking all this information in, and what do you expect to come out of the forum for the next 2 days?
All right. So what is coming out strongly to me and what I'm expecting to be coming out is the call to action that was sent by the United Nations Secretary General, that from 2020 to 2030, it should be a decade to deliver when it comes to SDGs. And when he was talking about this being a decade to deliver, he was talking about us working together to secure great leadership, resources, and smart solutions. He was also talking about policies, budgets, and institutions that they have to be strong for us to actually deliver. And he was also talking about people's action that involves young people, the civil society, and other people. So when I'm looking at this call to action and I'm looking at all the three calls, I realize that young people are coming out strongly, that they should be there not just to be there, but should be there to lead and to make sure that we have strong institutions and that people are actually there and represented from grassroots level up to leadership positions. So I'm expecting that this particular conference will actually spell out how we are actually going to achieve that and how we are actually going to deliver.
Mm-hmm. Now, Thando, a lot of things have been said. I like the fact that you highlighted Udaba Lokuthi. There has been a lot of resolutions that target towards uplifting abantu abasakhulayo. Earlier on, I was highlighting omunye osakhulayo who got a chance to speak. He's an environmental activist. And one thing he highlighted was, you know, konke lokho kuyaphuma ama resolutions ngempela ayaphuma, but yena ubona ngani kumele kuqhakathekile ukuthi okuphumayo izinqumo zingaphelele emlonyweni. Wena njengosakhulayo ubona njani lokho njalo, do you think this is something that continuously happens in Africa?
The unfortunate part is everyone is just talking about that. In every session I've been in, mm-hmm. I've actually been part of this process for since it started yesterday, and we have we had AMA events that were leading up to the conference, and everyone was talking about how we all sit down and talk and do nothing. Well, talking about sitting down and talking and doing nothing, I also realized that the majority of the people in this conference were actually leading certain processes, elder people, but actually young people were expected to be the leaders since we've been talking about this for decades. And if we're saying that this is a decade of action, it means that we have to start practicing what we teach. Mm-hmm. And I think it really should start now from this conference, because there are a lot of young people who are actually participating and they are speaking out. So there might be a bit of some kind of positivity there. But I'm hoping that from this conference going onwards, young people can be found leading the processes instead of just sitting there and participating. Because I also noted that in certain sessions that are going on, they find out that there's the process of voluntary national reviews about SDGs that we are supposed to be doing. And it came out loudly that actually young people should be leading the voluntary national reviews, from the civil society, from young people who are on their own, and other stakeholders, including the private sector. So if people start owning the process and moving forward with it, maybe it might not be just another talk show.
Mm-hmm. I have a very interesting question. Some of the utterances that Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa had to say. Go to Othing Tatumlaleli and then I'll come back to you, Angus. All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, you just heard there from Thando Gwinji. She's a member of the Youth Innovation Trust in Hlanganiso eKhangela indaba eziphathelane ngokuthuthukiswa kwabantu abasakhulayo. But I hear I have a caller. Asizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba esilalo namhla ngohlelo. Caller, Mthereri, ndinomgamshira emtrongwa, ngibani okhona ecingweni, ari parinari ndiyathi. Skipani.
Yeah.
Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ukhuluma lesindo eBotswana.
Eh, tumelangi tate ukai.
Everything malume ukai.
Hayi nake sharp ntate. Nantu dabo lukhona kuhlelo namuhla. Ungomuntu ongisakhulayo na?
Yeah, ngosakhulayo.
Perfect. This is targeted towards you. Siyezwa ama utterances aphumayo emhlanganeni lo omkhulu. Besithi sebefaka izinqumo ezikhangela ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Njengontanga, njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, ukuthatha njani lokho? Ubona ngani okuphumayo kulakho ukuthuthukisa na abatsha kweZimbabwe?
Khona primate kuyinto enhle, kungumbono omuhle kakhulu.
Mm.
Ngoba abantu siyahlupheka kodwa ngilobhasi futhi khonapho ilizwe lethu sasisela themba ngalo, sokuyikuhlala sihlabela kuphela, sikhuluma nje kuphela ngento eyodwa khona ukuthi kube lento ezinjengazinezo. Into enhle kakhulu, umbono omuhle kakhulu, ngoba ngingakuthela bramaiti ngisuke ekhaya mina khathesi ngoJanuwari. Ngisuke ekhaya ngoJanuwari, abantu bengibuya la uzembuya lomuntu under 18 years. Ebuya esize eBotswana engahambi ngepassport, ehamba ngeganga ngendlela ezimbi. Uzuzuzuthi umuntu under 18 years kambe kulo msebenzi bani azawuthola eBotswana awaziyo? Akula msebenzi wesandla engiwaziyo. Akula msebenzi engingathi ngike ngahlala etafuleni ngafunda ngabala ngabhala engiwaziyo. Kusho ukuthi ibuyadinga lokhu yena kuthiwa i-any job. Kambe ngesikhathi namhlanje kusese le nto kuthiwa i-any job yini? Kumele mbe ngudaka boy. Ekuvoxa udaka kwakhona angikwazi esikolwa ngikufundanga ngikuvoxa udaka. Angikwazi vela kula msebenzi esandle ngingathi waziwa ngumuntu under 18 years. Bramike la uyakwazi uyakubona.
So
esiqinisweni engikuthoyo ukuthi asiphela kuthemba Bramike ngelizwe lakithi. Sokuyikukhulunywa kuphela, uzokukhulunywa kuthiwa into enje lenje izayenziwa kodwa ayisoziphumelele. Ngoba why ngisitsho njalo? Okwenza into ayisoziphumelele ukuthi ukunanzelela ukuthi kule nkohlakalo elizweni. Lanxa kungaba lamadona, phela into enjalo kuza kube kulamadona ngithi uyakwazi ukuthi abantu ekhaya bayahlupheka. Lanxa kuyukuthi kuzabe kulomunye oyukuthi ayimele ukuthi ehlale etafuleni efunde, kulomunye ozabe engakwazi khona ukubhala ibizo lakhe but ekwazi umsebenzi yezandla ngithi. Uzakuthengela into njengento zokusebenzisa ezokusebenza zenzeza imisebenzi yezandla. So kuyadinga ukuthi encedise ngabanye abantu abazabe besenelisa ukuthi bemncedise. But bese kusiba ukuthi ilizwe lakithi lile nkohlakalo. Yikho kusuke benzima kwabo Bramike ukuthi ilizwe lakithi lile nkohlakalo, ukuthi lile nkohlakalo. So ukuthi kuze kuyefikelela esandleni esingani sami ngingisindiso ngingelalutho, into enzima kakhulu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Sindiso, usungagqiba phosela amazwi akho okucela.
Hayi, mina engingakutsho ophela ngithi siwumtekisisi wami lokho olaye kwabo utata dethu, ake lizame lani likhuluma wena amazwi engxenya wena amazwi njengoba likhona ekhaya liseduze futhi kwe-government. Ake lizame likhulume dadethu, litshele abantu laba bezwisise ngoba uhulumende nguhulumende ngabantu. Kumele lina dadethu linjalo, kumele lizwe okuthiwo yithi thina esiphansi. Lina bese lithatha amazwi ethu thina esiphansi liwase kubona abeliseduze kwabo lawo eze efika ngoba lina yini phela elizindlele zethu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa futhi kuyaleboha tate, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelwa ngethu. Right, you just heard there lo ngumlaleli okwele Botswana uthi hayi bona njengabatsha i-trust we'll head over to Uthando soon. Sizwe ukuthi yena uthini ngombono kalo mlaleli. But I hear I have a caller coming live from Australia. Let's hear ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini. Ngathi nizwe ukuthi Mthereri ari ukuthi caller Mthereri, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ndinomgamtshela Mtshirongwa, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Hayi, ngithanda ukuthi ibizo obuthi Mike.
All right, sizathi anonymous, singibani uqhubeka ungasitshela umbono wakho.
Mina into ekhaya izisa ubuhlungu loba singaphandle kwamazwe. Bangicabanga ukuthi singaphandle kwamazwe but asikuboni okwenzakala ekhaya. Siyakubona ngoba siyafika ekhaya. Impilo yangikhona ibuhlungu. And into ezisa ubuhlungu kakhulu, sila abadala abaretayayo. Ethe kuma-ages ukuthi umuntu uyatshela ukuthi at 60 uyaretire. But when it comes to ama-position lawa aphezulu ama-political, ungani retirement age yangkhona ayihambi kuhle. Yikho embona kule problem ukuthi abadala abakhulu kabavumi ukuthi labo kabadla amampentini njengamanye ama-professional ukwenzela ukuthi ku-create i-room for ama-youth ngoba abantu abatsha yibo abazayenza ukuthi iZimbabwe iye phezulu. Nga abantu abadala belokhe besalele ezikhundleni sizahlala silokhe sikhala ngento eyodwa into eyodwa. Umuntu ole 35 years uyayenza umsebenzi ongathatha umuntu omdala isikhathi eside. Abantu abadala lakasibasoli bakhona ukuthi bangasinature basigayide. But I think it's time ukuthi labo bananzelele ukuthi lokhu abaku implementa kwemisebenzi lakho should also be implemented ku-politics kuma-presidential position. Abantu abavumi ukuthi sebekhulile yaba-retire ungene abantu abasakwanisa ukugijima bayenze izinto.
Kodwa ama
yinto engiyibonayo ukuthi yesibusele emuva ngoba uya thola izinto zama youth uhamba abantu abakhulu vele ongafanelanga ukuthi ba abahambayo.
Kodwa ama
kuzibuza ukuthi katonta ngabaza phumelela njani.
Wothi ngikubuze ke ma sikhangela uhlelo lukahulumende olwe Vision 2030 abanye would argue ukuthi uhlelo lo lujonge ukuthuthukisa abontanga abantu abasakhulayo abatsha kwele Zimbabwe. Do you not think ukuthi isizwe njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi uyasichenya ngenxa yokuthi iVision 2030 is in line with iAgenda 2063 njalo ama SDGs that have been set up by inhlanganiso ye United Nations. Do you not think ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe amathuba akhona for abantu abasakhulayo?
No, asisoze sakhuluma ngoVision 2030. Abantwana abaqedi ilokho zenama university last year, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, ngabasebenzi. Why sizakhangela uVision 2030 khona, u-2030 khona? Kufanele sikhangele zi-right izinto ezenza lalayo kathesi. Abantu abaningi abasebenzi bafundile, abantwana beZimbabwe abaningi ukuthi bangangena emahofisini bayenze izimanga eZimbabwe. IZimbabwe ibuyele njengakudala kubo-19 ithina safunda emaprimary ukuthi kwakunjani. Kufanele i-$10 ebomvu ukuthi wawuyibamba uyethuke. Kathesi imali yeZimbabwe iyayangisa. Uthe asingabalini u-2030 kasikhangeleni intsha, abantu abatsha abathwele nzima, si all over the world ngenxa yokuthi asithandi. It's because of the current situation. Siyabe sisetshenziswa lama-bhonzi ongeke waphuma la usiya ngaphi ngaphi. Kakuvunyeni ukuthi abantu nxa sebekhulile badedele kungena abanye abatsha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ma, siyabonga kakhulu.
Kubuhlungu into ekhaya ukuthi babe sithi they are listening government. Nxa beyi-listening government, why abantu bayakhuluma ukuthi uyabulalela njani ukuthi abakwazi ukuthi abantu bathele nzima. Ezibhedlela wake wasibona i-strike esihamba sidlule ama-6 months ukuthi lilizwe.
Ngempela. Hayi, siyakuzwa ma.
Bakhuluma boVision 2030, bona abantu ababo baphandle. Thina abantu esilabantu ekhaya sithini?
Hayi, siyakuzwa ma, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo ukuthi sinikeza abanye amathuba ukuthi sizwe ukuthi bona bathini ngodaba olukhona kuhlelo. Hayi, liyamuzwa. Let me head back to Uthando. Sizwe ukuthi yena Uthando, what does she have to say about the opinions that have been given by the two callers? Thando, usakhona ecingweni? Thando? Thando, kunje ukhona ecingweni? Ah, all right. Right. Asizweni ukuthi yena Uthando, Thando, right. Bengithi, you know, the two callers have given two different inputs. Oqala vele, both of them seem to be highlighting and, you know, focusing on the issue of youth empowerment. Sizwe umama lo se Australia esithi yena ubona ngani amathuba are not getting. Abantu abasakhulayo are not getting amathuba okuzithuthukisa. Njalo, nxa sikhuluma ngendaba lezentuthuko ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo are not being involved. You're at the conference, you're actively there, you see that there's a lot of young people who are there participating. How would you respond to Mamalo?
Okay, I say it on our own alone. Because even the money, ama speakers at the corner, ebe kuluma ngokuqhakathi ukuthi ama youth abe kuma processes. And by acknowledge ukuthi five main quotes in his speeches in the corner. Ukuthi thina njengabontanga abaseZimbabwe khathesi asibange sibe ne intellectual intellectual inheritance. Ukuthi i-conference le yona kakhulu ibikhuluma nge-fourth industrial revolution. Kodwa bona laba abasilidayo khathesi ngaku-third industrial revolution babengekho. So abakwazi lokuthi bazijiyelani loba befuna ukujiyela something. So it's like labo ba-blank ukuthi indaba ye-youth empowerment bayibona iyenzakala everywhere. Kodwa ukuthi bayiqalise basaba basinike izigodo zangkhona kuyabehlula ukuthi bangakwenza njani. Even amaqhinga ekhona kusenziwayo into. Buyele njalo kokukhulunywe umlaleli wokuqala uSindiswa uqinisele kakhulu ama-process lawa aya esiya anganini ngama-talk shows siyakhuluma ukuze kugcine kubhuwa unjena okuphumayo. So yena kahle kahle ubebuza ukuthi loba sikhuluma what is in it for the youth. Mna mbona ngani khona ukuthi ama-youth akhona khathesi kwi-process le and bazama ukuhambisa imibono yabo laphana lalaphana, mbona ngani kuba ngcono. But okushotayo kakhulu kwi-process yena leyo ukuthi-ke abadala laba bavele bekhona ezikhundleni lama-organizations amaningi awe-United Nations esiwabona lapha okumele bakwenze ngikukhomitha ukuthi ma-youth siyalibona liyenza ama-innovations, siyalibona liyaphathela lapha nalapha, so sizalinika imali engaka eyokwenza lokho elikwenzayo. Because noba kuthiwa the kids of action, akula muntu ofeke wakhuluma ngemali ukuthi imali efakwa ukuthi ama-youth ayenzeke i-action yonaleyo imali engaka. So mnambona ngani okuqakathekileyo kakhulu khathesi yikuthi kube lama-commitments anjengawona lawo ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi sikhuluma nge-action sikhuluma ngokuphathisiphetha kwama-youth. And ama-youth akhona maningi ayenza into ezimangalisayo ezijiyeleyo kuma-communities abo, kodwa kushota yona leyo imali yokuthi bakwanise nabo ukukhompyutha ese-global scale, bakwanise nokuthi ama-innovations abo akwanise nawo ukubonakala ku-fourth industrial revolution yangikhona yona le ebilokhu ikhulunywa since i-conference iqalile. So this conference is anchored on science, technology, the innovation. And yes, bebeqinisi nesikile ukuthi eZimbabwe sibe digital sector engani iqinile mbijana, because amanye bakhona afundile njalo alalo ulwazi nalo siyabana, siyangena kwi-internet sibona ukuthi izikole ezizenziwa njani, kodwa kushota yona leyani financial injection.
Wothi ngikubamba umlomo Thando, ngithatha omunye uguest ongenayo kuhlelo, umnumzana uSingano Chisina of the Zimbabwe Youth Council, and then I'll give you a chance to come back onto the program. Ndukudza kuti vaChisina vapinda pachirongwa varipo parunhare. Welcome to our program, Mr. Chisina of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Thank you so much for making time to be on the program. How are you doing, Chief? Tiri nani ndine chimbo chekuti vateereri vari kufara. Nyaya tinayo nhasi muchirongwa tiri kukurukura nezviri kuitika ikaikoko kuVictoria Falls, uko kune musangano weAfrican Regional Forum on Sustainable Development. Mave ne 2 days muri ikoko, mungatiudzawo kuti pane zvabuda here zvinokufadzai imi seumwe ari chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe uyezve munhuwo wechidiki?
Ndinotenda zvikuru nemukanda iwoyo vakatibata. Vane mazuva anokwana mana tiri kuno rekutanga takatanga tichidzidzisana nevechidiki zvemichina yechizvino zvino yatinoti artificial intelligence nerobotics. Nezuva rechipiri tikadzidzana zvimwe chete. Zuva rechitatu takazosangana nemamwe masangano akaita sana UNESCO vanobatsira kuti rudzidzo nezvemichina yechizvino zvino rwuende mberi muzvikoro nemunharaunda. Tichibva ipapo tapinda mumusangano wavhurwa zvakanaka nhasi. Kuvhurwa kwemusangano uyu takanangana nevanoti decade of action, kureva kuti 2020 kusvika 2030 tinenge tichiita basa pamusoro pezvakavimbiswa zviga zviriko 17 zvemaSDGs. Saka ndichonoti pakuparurwa kwazvaitwa chandaona chikuru ndechekuti ndichitanga nehurumende yedu yeZimbabwe yaparura kuburikidza nemutungamiri waAmazon Mnangagwa purezidendi vachitizvo isu tine zvimwe zvatakaita asi hatisati tapedza kana kuti hatisati tasvika patinoda chaipo. Uyezve tiri kupa mukana umwe kune vechidiki, njano ndiwo musangano mukuru watingati watanga kupindwa nevechidiki vakawanda paregional level kana kuti seAfrica, kuchiona kuti vechidiki vanga varipo vakawanda vakamiririra. Nekuti ratiri kuti decade of action iri tingatoti rati kupihwa mumaoko evechidiki kuti vaite basa varivo. Saka ndochandingati chandifadza chikuru chekuti hurumende dzaona kuti basa iri rose hatingarigoni kana tikazviita pasina vechidiki. Ngatitorei vechidiki vatange kupinda munhaurwa dzose idzodzo kuti basa rigofamba zvakanaka. Uyezve ndaona kuti commitment yaiswa na executive secretary, under secretary AUC, executive secretary UN, executive secretary the United Nations. Jono kuti vakauya vakasangana nechidiki nezuro zuva rovira vachiteerera kuti vechidiki chii chatingaita kuti vabatane nenyika dzose mukuita kuti sustainable development yatotaura nezvayo igoaomed by the youth. Vanga vachitotaura kuti the future is now, kureoti ramangwana ndinhasi asi ramangwana iro riri kutungamirirwa nevechidiki, vachitaura nemuromo wavo chasara kuti nyika dzose dzitore zvataurwa izvi kuti ramangwana ndinhasi asi ramangwana riri mumaoko evechidiki. Ngatichandei nevechidiki kuti yatingati sustainable development ionekwe musvika zviripo gumi nezvinomwe.
Now vachisina earlier on and no more guest ari parunare Uthando Gwinyi, and she was highlighting how she's excited so more vechidiki to be at this event. However, she feels as though it's great that, you know, so many things have been said, but she wants real tangible commitments. Vechidiki, a lot of young people have ideas, but the money to implement these ideas is where the problem is. You're a member of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Is there anything that can be done to ensure that these ideas come to life?
Thank you very much. My clear response to that is money will never be enough for any program, but quoting from the speech that was made by the junior minister of ICT for the junior parliament, Vanessa Chirise, honorable, vataurayo vakati sevechidiki ngatishandisei zvatinazvo, kana kuti sedzinyika tine zvatinazvo, tisati tatanga kuchema kuti hatina mari, hatina mari. Zviripo zvatinazvo tinogona kushanda neizvozvo. Muchaona kuti papanel imwe chete iyoyo panga paina minister of finance and economic development vamutoriniwe vemuzimbabwe vanga vachicheya panel iyoyo, vataura vakati gore rapera takaintrodusa 2% tax, 2% tax ikabatsira kuti ivo sehurumende vawane mari yokushandisa kubhadhara dzidzo, kuita kuti muzvipatara muwanikwewo mishonga nekuda kwe2% tax iyoyo yakaiswa mubhajeti ravo. Saka indinotsigira kuti mari haiwanikwi nguva dzose, asi pane iyoyo shoma yatinayo tinogona kuita chimwe chinhu pane zviga zvakatemwa.
Aiwa, regai ndikubatei pamuromo vachisina, nditange ndatora muteereri and then I'll go to Thando and see if she can respond to what you had to say. Ngezwa kuti nginomulalela ongenayo kuhlelo. I have a caller onge ari kupinda muchirongwa. Caller, muteereri, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa. Welcome to the connection. Ari parunare ndiani?
Hello.
Yebo baba, unjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Ngubani okhona ecingweni?
Ukhuluma noNkomo Majobek.
Nkomo, kunjani egoli?
Hayi, goli kumnandi baba, kuhleli kunje.
Hayi, ukhanya ngani uyazikholisela.
Ya, leli lilizwe baba engalithathela ama-times. Lalela ke la. Abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi ungani bazalwa umuntu oyi-1. It's now 40 years izani sitshela amanga ekhaya lapho. Izwele abantwana laba abachaya izandla lapho, bechaya izandla abaqale bekhangele i-economy yeZimbabwe ukuthi iveliweni ibolile nangokwayo. Imali le abathi bona bazayiyenzela iyavela kubani? Khangela amagarajini ubona ukuthi ama-queue e-petrol anjani, ayesabisa. Impuphu ayikho right now eZimbabwe, abantu bathwele nzima. Imisebenzi yona vele kayikho. Imali yalo thi bona bazoyithiwa igamende, igambeni sesiyokuvusa ama-industry shuwa bechayela into enje shuwa izandla. Kathi singabantu abanjani? Umuntu ongene kugovernment eZimbabwe ngo-1980, mina ngeke eme phambi kwamethu uyangitshela ukuthi uzayenza so wethi ngikhulumele kithi emathebelelendi emandebeleni kufiwe babo, ngohambe ebhinga izikolo abantwana leke befundele etshanini njengenkukhu. Yini engayichayela izandla kuzanu namhlanje after 40 years, ngabadala labo abangele for the past 40 years kungenzwa lutho emathebeleni kangeni imgwaqo ukuthi ibole njani baba kangoku umgwaqo kwamaswingo lokho ama accident akhona everyday kuncane ngani kwamabhasikili abaqale belungisa economy wabona ngaphilize le mali ecina nge $5 ethwali ngalungisa impilo zabantu noma ukhangeni
Baba Nkomo, sikhangela lokho okushiwo nguMinister of Higher and Tertiary Education esithi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sisebenzise ulwazi lwe-science, technology kanye engineering kanye le-maths ukuthuthukisa umnotho. Konke lokho kushilo wathi abantu eZimbabwe babhekane lodubo lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi. Yena he argues ukuthi singasebenzisa ulwazi lolu abantu can now create jobs for themselves. Njalo silungisise zonke indubeke lokho everything that you've mentioned ukuthi ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi, imigwaqo uthi ibolile. Konke khonokho uthi kulakho ukulungisiswa ngolwazi oluphuma abantu besebenzisa iSTEM. Ukubona njani lokho?
Lalela lapha, that is a simple equation kimi. Izanu is iPromise amanga a more than 10,000 iPromise abantu bakithi. IZimbabwe ku technology iku 0 degrees. Akula equipment lapha elizweni baba. Singatshela ndamanga. IZanu they are good on talking. When it comes to action, they are 100% useless baba. Ukukutshela. Abantu abethu ngikhuluma right now baphila ngotshwala, baphila ngembanje. Baphila ngogwayi, bahamba ngenyawo, abalalutho, abalanguba, abalani, abanye vela sezibethatha abafazi, abanye leke bazalwayo, sebela more than 40 years azake besebenzi. Umuntu onjalo uma umkuhlela emzini wakho engumntana wakho ele 40 years ehambile esikolo engasebenzi. Sokulinda ukuthi hambe engcwaba kuphela. Lokho okhunye ngobaba lowo, yazi utshela iziphukuphuku into ezingaboni ezimtshayela izandla. Nokuthi umuntu onjengama ohambe esikolo, itechnology ekhanya yazi iku 0%. Yakuda lutho lapho lokho okwesikolo abakukhulumayo lokho i-education engasasebenzi elizweni elinjengeZimbabwe lelo. When you talk about education, i-education esemlonyeni angekuyi-implement on the ground ukuthi ubonakala ukuthi bayasebenza. Right now abantu bayasebenza bavukela emsebenzini every day, bakhola udodi, they can't even buy anything, abanaluthi abaningi bayahlupheka especially i-youth. Let's talk about youth. Uhamba ema-town, ngiyavisita ama-town onke eZimbabwe, ngiyangena kuma-road areas, ngiyabona yonke ukuthi kwenzakalani. Abantwana bakithi, umuntu oqeda isikolo uyelwisa inkomo, omunye uyelwisa imbuzi, abanye bahle ukuthatha abafazi, bazala labantwana, abantwana kabalotsholwa izikweletu zodwa, abantwana abazala lapha ekhaya ngomuntu yohluleka ukuthi elobole, sabantwana besebezala izikweletu kupeyinti ezingalotsholwayo. I-technology oyikhulumayo le ise-non-starter baba, into useless le.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Nkomo, usungagqiba phosela amazwi akho okugcina.
I wish ngabe yimi ngirunile izwe lelo. Within 2 days ngivisit Britain, the America, the Australia, Germany, sihlale phansi ngithi buyanini lerunile izwe leli. Bese ngisithi mina kibo, asibuyeleni kumali lena esetshenziswa nguSmith. Siqale from that currency kaSmith, ama-British evule ama-indus lama-Americans. Ibulawe 3/4 ama-breeding lawo ngayi-America lama-British. Thina silalutho, that's why ubona sokuwomile, sokuthe qha. Intuthu ziyathungazelaka ziseko. Izinto zama-American. And without Britain, America, Germany, France, I'm giving you more than 10 million years from today. We are not going anywhere in education le silawe Zimbabwe. Ngeyamanga, manga, kula lutho baba lapho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa baba Nkomo, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlela.
Thank you so much.
Thando, ukhona ecingweni? Right. You just heard the gentleman there, Ubaba Nkomo, speaking. He highlighted on 3 of the SDGs already. He talked about the quality education. He talked about decent work and economic growth, which is goal 8. And he talked about goal 9, which he highlighted industry, innovation, and infrastructure. He feels as though because of the state of the economy and the way that things are in Zimbabwe, even if you highlight and focus on STEM studies, not much can come out. What do you think?
Okay, kukhona lapha ngivumelana khona lo baba Nkomo. Kuthiwa innovation doesn't translate to reality and real issues, then it's as good as useless. And nase sikhangele kakhulu indaba ye-education, because yikho kumele kuqalele khona indaba yonke. And then nasikhangele ama-SDGs, ama-goals wonke wona ngokwawo ya-interlinked, ukuthi ngiyeke sathi sesi-achieve igoli leyi sakhohlwe yini. Akuhambelani, kumele angenelane wonke siwabone ukuthi so-achieve njalo. Ngasithi thina we want to deliver before 2030. And ngikhayela kakhulu indaba ye education ngikhuliswa sibili they say ukuthi iZimbabwe is a bit advanced kodwa ungabuyela ema high schools ethu ama labs awala equipment and bebekhuluma fortunately bekulabantwana besikolo abanye abase primary azikhulumela umntwana ukuthi mina icomputer angiyibambi ngithi ngizayibamba sengu-form bani so it's some of the things that need to be revised kuma curriculum ethu nendlela esivele senza ngayo izinto but it's also up to the people abane power because thina singakwenza kwesinye isikhathi ukukhuluma kodwa kumele ukuthi bona laba abane power bebone ukuthi bathatha ama young people as an opportunity for growth basebenzise ama skills le power that the young people abakhona have to actually try to push change because uma singakhangela even though SDG 8 it's SDG 9 ngibabambanisa bonke bongu-2 ukukhulunywa ngama young people and young people can actually bring the change that you want to see industrialization innovation and employment so sisese khona lapho sikhuluma ngama youth iparticipation yama youth kumele ibe meaningful ukuthi singakhumbi ukuparticipate ngama-numbers. Xa sikhuluma nge-impact, xa sikhuluma nge-deliver ama-SDGs, it means that we should be moving beyond ukuthi kuye lama-youth angu-200 akuye-evicfor. But msifor mokubuya kwabo lapha, i-action abayithathayo as it translate to. And even i-participation yabo within the process, abahlali baqakeza izandla kuphela labo yibo okumele babe kuma-podium.
All right, let me give Chisina a chance to like a comment against this.
Yeah.
Right. Va Chisina Muchiripo Parnare. Va Chisina? Oh, I don't know what Chisina wa dropper. I was hoping to see here. I wacha wana umkana weku pindura zwa tauru wa unem tere. All right, Tando, unga kubuge la pambili.
Okay, bengithi okugcina engibona ukuqhakathekile ukuthi kwenzakala eZimbabwe. And angifuni ukuthi siqambela namanga sithi imali ayikho eZimbabwe. Imali ikhona kodwa ayichanelwa okumele kwenzakale. So for us to achieve ama SDGs, for us to actually monitor iprocess yama SDGs eZimbabwe lokuthi ihamba njani, kumele sibe lama tax audits. Angikhumbuli ukuthi wenza wona lawa ama tax audits. And we should be budgeting for each and every goal. Ukuthi from goal 1 to goal 17, kube ne budget set aside ukuthi how are we going to achieve this? A proper not lay ebesiyifaka ema insukwini ezijulile, a prioritize okunye at the expense okunye at the end of the day as we achieve in totality ama SDGs. And kumele kube ne involvement and meaningful participation yama young people. Mm-hmm. And sesenjalo kube le coordination enhle ukuthi in every ministry or every other institution kwazakale ukuthi kahle kahle ngubani oyenza lokhu ngani khona kuzathi nxa sesisiya ku-elwane okhuluma ngama-partnerships for the goals ukuthi lathi esihlele ezindlini nabasediaspora nasithando lani emsakazweni libe kwazi ukuthi if we are to partner for SDGs, this is what we are actually bringing to the people of Zimbabwe. It is one thing. It is one of the things that is usually
all right. Well, Tando, unfortunately, there's only, you know, like 2 minutes left of the program. So I'm going to give you this opportunity to wrap up. What exactly do the youth of Zimbabwe, this program ends on Thursday. What do the youth of Zimbabwe need to do to ensure, Oguti, one, government lives up to the promises that they make at this event? And two, they can take out, they can learn and do something positive with the resolutions that come out of this conference.
Okay, I think the most important thing to do is just to follow AMA proceedings now and know what the government promises in order for us to hold them accountable. Because nxa singakwazi lokuthi bahamba bekhulumani out there, kuba difficult ukuthi i-government siyibambe accountable sithi nathengisa lokhu lalokhu singakwazi ukuthi uma-plus. So, ngingqobe kuma-youth wona lawa akhona lapha khathesi, they are from all the 10 provinces. Ukuthi nxa bebuyela kuma-provinces abo, babuyele betshela abanye ukuthi kuforum le kwenzakale lokhu lalokhu lalokhu. But okuhle ukuthi sesine-online space, sesikwanisa ukugudla, sibone okwenzakalayo. And sesikwazi lokuthi le decade of action. So, kumele lathi sithathe action ukuthi how can we be part of this decade of action at declaring Secretary General of the United Nations. And it was a trigger for Nangali, the seventh of Lubambana, Logwazi, which is full of young happy as illusion, because Kogunye, which is a Kulu, and there's one into Latin and I won't know which is Rangan, but Ubuyele of the team on Alana, Palo, and his team, the seventh wife.
All right. Isikhathi Thando, isikhathi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Muri eZimbabwe, chinobhuruka chinomhara nguva ndiyo yapera. Nhasi muchirongwa changa tichibata zviri kuitika kuVictoria Falls uko kune Africa Regional Forum on Sustainable Development. Nhasi muchirongwa changa tina vasungano chisina uyezve Muzvare Thando Gwinji anokoneka ine mufaro. Ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Tosangana pa Instagram nepa Twitter. Bye bye.